The new dollar amount on pain and suffering is meant to replace a previous cap struck down by the courts. To try and prevent that from happening again, sponsors drafted the bill with the help of a retired Chief Justice for the state Supreme Court, William Bablich.
The goal is affordable and accessible health care for all of our citizens while providing fair compensation to victims of medical malpractice. The cap of $750,000, of course, cannot be looked at in isolation. It is just part of the compensation available.
Injured patients who can't work can sue for all their economic damages, but with no cap on pain and suffering, doctors are concerned big injury awards could drive medical liability rates up. These rates are controlled somewhat by the patient's compensation fund. It helps pay for jury awards over $1 million. Injury lawyer Daniel Rotier of Madison thinks that fund should be utilized in more medical liability cases.
I think the doctors are being squeezed by a poorly thought out insurance structure. In this state, we should have the fund cover the first dollar of exposure. That would save far more money than the absence of caps will cost.
If the $750,000 cap becomes law, it would not increase with inflation. There's no cost of living increase included in the current legislation for pain and suffering. And critics point out the amount is the same for all medical malpractice victims, even though injured children live longer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.